What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Second and seven. Darren Tanno looks right, has time to the end zone. It is picked off. That's Smoke Monday. And Smoke Monday. Monday, oh Monday.
That was yet another disastrous pick six for the Tennessee Volunteers offense on Saturday against Auburn. They fall 30-17 to lose their fifth consecutive game this season. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Ryan Porth here with you on this Monday. And to help us break down the Tennessee loss to Auburn, as well as the state of this Tennessee football program, we bring in our good friend Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Josh, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, doing well. Another case of the Mondays for Tennessee.
Nice. I see what you did there. That was good. Very nicely done. So, Josh, Tennessee drops its fifth consecutive game. That's the fifth double-digit loss in a row, which is the first time that's happened in the history of the program. What were your takeaways from the latest defeat against Auburn, and where in the world does Tennessee go from here, given how this season has just completely fallen apart?
Yeah, it's another game, another loss, another double-digit loss, as you mentioned, and I think that's added to the list of issues that Tennessee fans have watching the Vols this year, is that it feels like as the season goes along, you're just adding to the list of historical disappointments. That is one right there. I mean, it's just the amount of blowout losses Tennessee has experienced over the last few years and the conversation around the quarterback position that just continues to be there, and that's going to be the case this week. I think we'll see what Tennessee does. Jeremy Pruitt's answers after the game against Auburn on Saturday did not tell us that Harrison Bailey is going to be the guy. Of course, a lot of fans want that to be the case. Is that the right choice? Tennessee has so many issues besides the quarterback position, but that spot is a glaring one. It's the most important position on the field, and this is such an important week. It's a statement that we're saying it's a really important week for Tennessee going up against Vanderbilt, but this is one that I would just say, obviously, Tennessee cannot afford to lose, and even with a win, it doesn't do you a lot of good, but, man, a loss could do you a lot of bad.
No doubt. And like you said, Josh, there's a lot of other things going on, but quarterback is going to be the focal point. So I threw this out a little, sort of a hypothetical, and a lot of Vols fans got mad at me, but I want to ask you the same question. If you're Jeremy Pruitt and you look at this game as the game that could actually put you in jeopardy if you lose it, and that may not be true anyway, but if you're him and you think that, and you think, look, I have to win this game. And he should. He should feel like you got to win this game to me. And you're just saying, look, which quarterback gives me the best chance to win? If you were in that situation, knowing all you know now, including that Garantano is very good at just losing games for the Vols, who would you choose, Garantano or Harrison Bailey?
When you phrase it that way, I think I think the answer is probably Jarrett Garantano. That's who you're going to be most comfortable with, because you know you go in with a pretty clear advantage, right, when it comes to the roster, Tennessee versus Vanderbilt, what the Vols have. And I think you have enough talent to where your thought is, hey, if we keep running it with Eric Gray, we saw last year what that did. He ran all over Vanderbilt. That was kind of his coming out party. And he did it against Auburn this past weekend, and that's where you would run your offense. So I think Jarrett's probably the answer there. The way that I would approach it, though, is I would say, hey, we should be able to beat Vanderbilt with either quarterback. If Tennessee cannot beat Vanderbilt with Harrison Bailey at quarterback, then to me, we need to stop talking about the quarterback, because that tells you how big the problem is within the program. I would look at it this way. I would start Harrison Bailey to give him an opportunity in a game where he should be successful. and allow him an opportunity to get, as much as we've talked about the lack of reps that he's received, he's gotten a lot more in the last few weeks in practice. He's now been the number two guy. He's now played in three SEC games. I would play him in a game where, if I'm Jeremy Pruitt, we should be successful. The offense should be able to move. You get him some time, and then you get him ready for games where you know you have to score a lot of points. And I'm not going to sit here and say that Tennessee's going to have a chance to beat Florida and Texas A&M. That would sound ridiculous right now. But I would be trying to score as many points as possible to be as competitive with those teams as possible. And Harrison, I think, has the upside. There could be extreme downside. Maybe that's the case. And if so, then that makes you probably worry about where you are headed for moving forward as a program. But I would try to see what you can do with Harrison Bailey in this offense against Vanderbilt to see what it might be able to do for the offense moving forward.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Josh, is there a scenario in your mind, and I'm talking obviously about this game on Saturday against Vanderbilt, if they lose this game, does Jeremy Pruitt, is his job in jeopardy? If they finish 2-8 and there's nothing crazy going on off the field that would lead to his firing, is there a scenario this year where his job could be in jeopardy?
I think there is a scenario. Right now, if you asked which side would I lean on, I would say that Jeremy Pruitt's job would not be in jeopardy because of the financial issues that the athletic department has. They don't have a ton of cash. They now have committed more money to Jeremy Pruitt, and the cost to get him out of his contract plus his assistants would be extreme. They do have Butch Jones coming off the books here in a few months, so that's a positive for Tennessee. So you can just slide the next coach into the buyout position if you want to. But, you know, it's almost like you just account for that within the athletic department. I don't even know if that's a joke. But right now, I don't think that's the case. But losing to Vanderbilt would just be devastating. And if we're talking about Tennessee going from an 8-game winning streak to an immediate 8-game losing streak, which, would just, with the loss to Vanderbilt and then all the other games, I'm assuming being by double digits, and who knows, maybe even the Vanderbilt loss would be, you're just not going to have anybody on Jeremy Pruitt's side. And that's going to be the real issue. So people who are very influential with what happens with the athletic department, do they come back and say, hey, look, there's been support, but we can't do it anymore? That would be the scenario, I think. So right now, I don't think that his job is in jeopardy, even with a loss this weekend. But the scenario that would change that and prove me wrong would be losing to Vanderbilt. It's a game he can't lose. He really can't.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I understand anyone right now saying, look, there's just no way. It's year three. All the money, the financial issues you laid out there, Josh. And also, honestly, I've kind of thought this through a little bit differently on Philip Fulmer. Usually when you have an AD who hired a head coach and the AD's still there, that gives that coach more security because it's kind of on the AD, right? If it doesn't work out, and that's usually how it goes. And if it's not, quote unquote, your guy, then it's easier to make the change. I would say, though, look, Philip Fulmer came into the end of a coaching search with very few options, right? I mean, this is an easy one to, if you did make a move, an easy one to say, look, it was a bad situation. We did the best we could. Now let's do a full coaching search. Maybe no one says that out loud, but I guess the way I look at it is Fulmer isn't as tied to Pruitt as I think a lot of ADs and coaches they hire just because of the circumstances, or am I overthinking that?
No, I don't think you're overthinking that. I think you're probably right. I would also add in that Philip Fulmer just got a contract extension. So Tennessee has committed to him, and I know that can sound a little contradictory. Well, didn't Jeremy Pruitt just get a contract extension? Yes. But Philip Fulmer is Tennessee's guy. He was brought in to save the football program, and to this point has not done a very good job with that. But that extension could provide a little more security to Philip Fulmer if he decides, you know what, we didn't get it right with Jeremy Pruitt, but the circumstances were what you just said. Now let's take a real shot at it. Recruiting's gone pretty well. We have a nice roster to offer up. So let's see if we can go get somebody that is more experienced to come in and be the guy, and the rebuild should not be as extreme. That's the way you would pitch it. That may not be true with Tennessee's football program, but I think that's the way that you would pitch it if Phil Fulmer's in a position where he decides, yeah, this isn't working out. And he is tied to Jeremy Pruitt, and that's the guy that Philip Fulmer brought in. But he knows how this business works, and he knows the changes are made all the time. And he doesn't want to be a part of that change. But if it's just in his position, if you see Jeremy Pruitt lose this week and the the support is gone everywhere. And assuming the next two games are played, I mean, realistically, those games are going to be awful, right? With Florida and Texas A&M, if you're coming off loss against Vanderbilt, they could be awful either way. But if we're talking about worst case scenario, which is finishing with eight straight losses, it's hard to overstate how bad it would be. Also, if we're talking about just wild scenarios of Jeremy Pruitt getting an incredible amount of support at the beginning of the season and having an extension, and by the end of the year being fired, and that sounds unbelievable. A reminder that we're talking about Tennessee football here, so you can't come up with too many scenarios that are truly unbelievable.
Josh, last thing for you here. The second half problems of this team have just been pretty incredible to watch in terms of how lopsided the score has been the last five games in the second half. What's going on there in the second half, and is there any way to describe it at this point other than coaching has to be the main part of it and the lack of adjustments?
Well, that's where you start. I even thought, and boy, did I end up being wrong, but I thought, hey, that maybe they're getting something going here because they finally got a stop against Auburn's a long drive, but held them to 3 points, and then Tennessee had its own long drive and was doing what it needed to offensively to move the ball. And then the play that we heard at the beginning of the segment happened, and it was, oh, yeah, there it is again. So it's another 10-0 third quarter, and you felt like the game was over at that point. So the thing to me is that they found different ways to still leave fans disappointed at the end of the games, whether it's the Kentucky game where it's all Kentucky in the first half and you just can't come back from it, or the Arkansas game where you're not playing great, but you're up 13-0, and then you blow it all in the third quarter, or the Auburn game where you're up, you're kind of trading some punches, and it looks like you're going to carry this into the fourth quarter, and then snap your fingers. And the quarterback position has been a part of that. But Jeremy Pruitt was right. I mean, a blown coverage that leads to an easy touchdown for Schwartz. That gets momentum back on Auburn's side and creates a little confidence for what they're doing offensively. And there's so many issues. That pick six play, by the way, really was the perfect combination of bad route by the receiver, bad protection by the offensive line, and then the ultimate death knell, the bad decision and throw by Jarrett Garantano.
Josh Ward from WNML in Knoxville has been our guest here on Robbie and Rextro. Josh, great stuff as always, man. Thank you for taking time to join us, and going to be a really fascinating game on Saturday between Tennessee and Vanderbilt.
Reminder to Tennessee fans, basketball starts in 2 days.
That's right. it's basketball school now at Tennessee. Josh Ward has been our guest here on Robbie and Rextro. Appreciate you joining us, and man, what a time it is right now for Tennessee football. When we come back, we'll break down that loss to Auburn, and where does Tennessee go from here? How much pressure is Jeremy Pruitt under in this game against Vanderbilt coming up on Saturday? All that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
What do one of the world's top food cities, a nationally celebrated zoo and science museum, and a Condé Nast Traveler Top 10 Best Big City in the Country have in common? Yes, it's Columbus. This isn't just a stop on the map. It's where award-winning flavors, unforgettable family moments, and big city buzz come together. Let's be honest, Columbus is turning heads. For top-of-the-line discoveries in your own backyard, visit experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.